Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Thank you, ma'am. Hot damn can of spam.
Nice.
I don't know where that came from. It just rolled out of my mouth. I pressed the button. Words came out, and they happened to rhyme. It is Free Talk Live, the Saturday night edition, live from Keene, New Hampshire. It's Saturday night.
So apparently this is the most kick-ass of all weekends.
It is a kick-ass weekend, as I mentioned on last night's episode. Previously on Free Talk Live, the captain, me, mentioned that it is a kick-ass weekend, and that is that I will be here for four shows in 3 days in one weekend. All kick-ass, all the time, and whatever you want to call it. So I was on last night filling in for Chris, and then I'm here tonight with you. Mm-hmm. Who are you?
Peakless Mountaineer.
And then later on tonight, so we're here for 3 hours on Free Talk Live, and then about a half hour after this show is over, we do an uncensored, internet-only, watch.freetalklive.com show called Beard Talk Live, because, well, we're bearded fellows. We're generally joined by another bearded fellow whose name is Nobody, and we make the claim that we are the most bearded Liberty stream online. Nobody has yet to, not nobody, but like there is no other show that has yet stepped up to say, no, actually, we're the most bearded Liberty stream online. So until that day occurs, we're going to maintain the claim.
And as you might expect from a heavily bearded gentleman, it is, in fact, a challenge.
It is. Now, to be fair, oftentimes I'll post on the social media, like tonight I posted, I think all over the place, that, you know, hey, we're doing Free Talk Live, and then we're going to do Beard Talk Live, right? Some publicity, right? You know, mm-hmm. Get people to call in, that kind of thing. Which, by the way, the number is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. So posting everywhere, but to be fair, I actually trimmed my beard a little bit this week. Yeah.
Ooh.
I know it was. So what happened is, it was feeling a little unruly, and then I looked at it and I'm like, I must have cut it crooked the last time because it was a little not quite even going. It was like a little on an angle or whatever. And so I trimmed it up to even it up.
Slanty.
Yeah, I trimmed it up to even it up, and I went too far the other way.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to take more off of it than I intended to. And so, like, somebody at Social Sunday last week was like, did you trim your beard? I'm like, yeah, I actually did. Yeah, it's still big. It's still fluffy. It's still much more of a beard than, well, many men. But, you know, to be fair, like, it's a little less bearded than it was before. So, you know, I'm just telling the truth here. Telling it like it is.
Still live. Yeah. Still free.
Still live, still free. Still beard.
Still beard. Right,
now beard.
Less.
The difference
little
between
less.
Beard Talk Live is a fork of Free Talk Live. That is to say, we do it in this studio. It's part of the Free Talk Live content. You know, if you subscribe to the feeds or if you're an amplifier over at amps.freetalklive.com, you
get...
It's
the spinoff. We're a couple of breakaway characters.
We are, but the reason we do it is because it's uncensored. We can't say all the things that we want to say here on Free Talk Live because the FCC has rules about the words that you can and cannot say, and also how you can and can't describe things.
Right.
And so it's not just words that you can't say, it's
topics that you cannot broach.
Well, you can broach a topic, but like if you say certain words, you have to say them in like a clinical sort of context as opposed to like a regular people talking together, you know, in a bar or something like that, you know, where you really have free speech, right? So that's the reason we do Beard Talk Live. So if you're listening tonight, hopefully you can join us for Beard Talk Live at 10:30. Otherwise, feel free to call in 603-283-6160. Let's go to, it looks like we have TJ the Spy calling in. TJ, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, Captain Kickass, and I guess that's Peakless Mountaineer I hear in the background there.
That's right.
Welcome. Oh, wonderful. Well, it's good to be on, and I was just calling because I was looking at Recap today, which is Pacers spelled backwards,
right.
That has all court documents for Ian's case, and particularly the Shire Free Church Monadnock versus Scott Bailey case, where the Shire Free Church is suing to get its stolen property back from the FBI.
Right.
And they just, it was like 2 days ago, filed a discovery plan. And I thought, you know, this is absurd, an 8-page discovery plan. And then the...
And for our listeners who might be lucky enough not to deal with court, what is a discovery plan?
A discovery plan is when you sue somebody, you then ask for discovery. And discovery is your right to see all the evidence that the government plans to possibly use. It doesn't mean they will use it, but it's a plan that they possibly will use against you in court.
Right.
And so in this particular case, it would be a list of, you know, it's a list of all the files and documents on the computers and forensic analysis of it and anything that may have been taken. Part of it, but like it's really fascinating to read, but it's just it's like, wow, 8 pages of lawyerese
to
get your stuff back. It's
you're a better man than I for like reading that. Like I so cannot stand legalese, man. It's just so.
Well, my lawsuit was kind of entertaining, so I would say things like, the plaintiff stripped naked to avoid being shot by the defendant FBI agents. And so that was actually a direct quote in my lawsuit against the FBI.
I love it.
When I sued them to get my property back, and they said, we want to search your property and make sure there's no contraband. And I said, well, your search warrant's not valid, so without a valid search warrant, what you did was take my property. By the way, I'm totally innocent, not that anybody cares.
Right.
But it's like, oh, Jesus, they wanted to...
Oh, yeah, search. We were supposed to pretend you were innocent till proven guilty.
Yeah, they never did.
Yeah.
They never... Oh, gosh, we were mistreated royally, and Ian doesn't... He has this feng shui, nirvana, some kind of peaceful within.
Yeah, he's like a Buddhist monk or something. I don't mm-hmm. understand how he does it.
Yeah, but
that's not an arrest. It's a spiritual retreat. It's fine.
Well, the FBI, they came in, and after we asked for attorneys like 4 times in a row, we kept asking for attorneys, and they kept making veiled threats, like, you know what they like to do to kiddie diddlers in prison. And it wasn't until I threatened one of the agents.
I don't know what happened to the FBI when they went. Oh, right. The FBI never goes to prison.
Yeah, that's right. I said, if you want to go tell a federal judge that you know what the law is, which is once you ask for an attorney, all the threats have to stop because they cannot question you without your attorney being present. That is a hard red line.
Right.
And this agent kept violating it. The other 14
now, real quick, now, did anything come of the fact that he was violating that prescription?
No, the only thing that could violate is if someone would have said, oh, you know, I'm guilty, I did it, then that would be suppressed as a result of an unlawful threat.
Right.
But that's the only remedy that I would have. You know, it's not like the agent's going to be punished for unprofessional conduct or, you know, violating some technical rule. But it sure would have been funny to get him to say, I'm not going to listen to any man in a black robe and do what he tells me. That's the one thing the FBI fears, is having to explain their actions to a man in a black robe.
Mm, well, they know who's above them in the hierarchy of their church.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's amazing because, like, they're all bold and brash when the cameras are off. But when the cameras are on, so you can actually go to TJ the Spy on YouTube and see the first FBI raid where I'm, you know, naked and telling the FBI, you know, like, your warrant's not valid. What are you doing in my house? And it was just craziness. And it took about 4 or 5 years to get my stuff back, but I still have the laptop that they stole. It's from 2010, and I still use it.
So you got it back?
Oh, yeah. I got all my stuff back. That's amazing. Everything that was in my room.
It's almost impossible to get anything back from these violent thugs.
Yeah, I was going to say, can you stay on, TJ? Because we'd like to talk to you a bit more.
Sure.
All right, hang on the line. Sure. Stand by. TJ the Spy, everybody, telling us a bit about his tale and his interactions with the FBI. And apparently he has also read some new documents coming out about the Crypto 6 case. We'll get his opinions on that. We can get your opinions and thoughts as well. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
welcome back. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening to the Saturday night version of Free Talk Live. Filling in for Ian Freeman, it's me, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me tonight,
Pinkless Mountaineer.
The telephone number, if you'd like to join us, 603-283-6160. We've been joined by TJ the Spy, who began to tell us that there was, he was reading an update, some court documents about the Crypto Six, and then we, you know, sort of went off into his experience with the FBI and sort of what he encountered. And we've got him back with us. TJ, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, Captain.
All right, so I think you called in to, like, give us the update on what you read, so go ahead.
Oh, yeah, that was what I was calling, you know, the people can read all about it. You know, it's just kind of odd. 7 years after the seizure, the government is still fighting, like, it's like these old computers. And I told Ian, for PR sake, you need to sue the FBI on behalf of the Shire Free Church, Monadnock, whatever, to, you know, get your stuff back because you were robbed. I mean, we were all robbed. And actually, that reminds me of a ghost story. So James and I were upstairs in the bathroom there in the studio, you know, and on this was May 20th, 2016.
Okay.
And I was asking God in the form of the shower head because I was, you know, on LSD and MDMA. And so yeah. Anywho, I was asking God for a sign. Is this the guy I'm supposed to be married to? And so Alan Bruce Carroll, who was an FBI agent, he appeared to me as a ghost, and he said, "Hey, Dan, look out this window." I looked out the window, and there were 15 FBI agents coming through, you know, coming towards the front door. And I said, "Honey, I think we're about to get raided." And he looked at me and said, "What did you do?" And I said, honey, give me some credit. If I had done something, the FBI wouldn't be here. I did work for the National Security Agency, so I do know a thing or two about what not to do. And so it was just this very bizarre, like, you know, we had like a minute and 30 seconds, and you fall back on your training. So for me, it was like, okay, computers locked down, anything that's incriminating flush down the toilet.
Sure, yeah.
And then, you know, bang, 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 we're coming in. Here we are, FBI. And, you know, 4 hours it took them. So I asked me about 60 agent hours. There were 15 of them. And they had to go through each room by room looking for evidence and seizing it and photographing it. And I just thought, this is a huge expenditure of resources. And to get it back, instead of just handing it back, I had to write a 6-page essay called A Motion for Equitable Relief and pay $400 to the men in the black robes. And all of a sudden, the FBI said, "We'll give you your property back if you disagree to dismiss your lawsuit against us." So
I see what you're saying, right? Yeah, if there's some other, there's just something else sort of coming their way, they have to consider it.
Yeah, how about you ask them to reimburse you for the time and the fees that it took to file that in the first place? Because that's one thing that just burns me up about dealing with the court system is every time that you need to file these things, you have to pay.
Yeah, and TJ, you actually brought this up earlier, and thank you for doing so. It's something that was sort of reintroduced to me again. I've heard this many times, but somebody else was talking about it recently. But that is this whole innocent until proven guilty. No, that's not what the system does. The system actually assumes you're guilty until you're proven innocent. And
very true.
Because you're punished long before you get your trial.
Oh, yeah.
The assumption that, you know, you get arrested, you get thrown in a cage, you know, you'll get, like, bail, and, you know, you have to. You are obligated to, you know, perform these functions according to the court and the state before they even give you a trial. So you're not presumed innocent in any way, shape, or form.
No, and as I pointed out to Ian, I told Ian, if this is how he wants to blow $30,000 to $50,000, you know, Marxist, you'll make a good living, but you can't win because he still spent, you know, however many months in pretrial confinement.
Until the process is the punishment.
Yes.
And I mean, if you ask any of the jailers, they will tell you, no, they don't treat them like they're innocent, even though they are pretrial.
Yeah. And so I just said, well, and it's like a, you know, a prosecution is like a train or a tornado. It gets sucked up, like, you know, when the FBI, or not the FBI, but when the postal inspectors subpoenaed James and me in the Crypto 6 trial, mm-hmm. we both had to hire lawyers, mm-hmm. and that was $5,000 a pop.
Right.
And so it was like, you know, so it's like, I love Ian, and I appreciate what he does, but sometimes what he does, it costs, you know, lawyer fees for the it's like, I didn't even do anything, and so.
Right, yeah, like the fallout of the tyrants persecuting somebody like Ian is far greater than just, you know, the target, right? Mm-hmm. It affects other people because other people are forced to conform to the demands of the state. Mm-hmm. And in no way, shape, or form is that right on any level.
No. No, the state should not be punishing people who haven't been proven guilty of anything, but that is absolutely the way that they operate. And yet, they will convince you that, oh no, this is a place where we believe in innocent until proven guilty, when all of the evidence is in the opposite direction.
Yes, and, you know, it's a thing where I said, well, hopefully Mr. Sisti can make a few jokes. Like, thankfully, there are no victims here in this particular Crypto 6 case. You know, that's going to be...
Right, yeah.
Yeah, isn't that great? Because it's like, oh, well, you defrauded this bank. Oh, so it's the bank that is upset. No, we, your owners, are upset that you defrauded the bank that we also own.
Yeah, even though they've already said there's no victims.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just one of those things. It's like, well, I've been charged with money laundering before, not federally, but state level. Mm-hmm. And so it's one of those things. It's like, this is a bunch of BS, but it's one of those things they can charge you with.
Yeah.
And really, it has a lot of legal teeth. And they can say, ha, you accepted the, like, you know, if I would have known that Ian Freeman was engaged in whatever Bitcoin transfers, and if I accepted Bitcoin from him, I could be in trouble. If I knowingly accepted Bitcoin from shady proceeds, that's what money laundering does, is it turns money into a weapon.
Well, and
so people who interact with illegal money can get really serious prison time, much more serious than the original criminals.
And the question, of course, is, you know, what is money? Right. And what is Bitcoin? Like, even the government, there's different elements of government that have different definitions.
Mm-hmm.
Like the SEC thinks it's one thing. Right. The FBI thinks it's another thing. The Treasury thinks it's another thing. Right. So even at different levels of government, their definitions of cryptocurrency are different. They can't agree with themselves, much less make a coherent case. And hey, TJ, thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
Yeah. And I hate to see money being used as a weapon in any context, because we have two solutions as human beings. Either we can fight about it or we can talk about it, and I would much rather we talk about it. So something that could be used to talk, being used to hurt, is a shame to see.
603-283-6160. Coming up, we'll talk about a man who was sentenced to life for stealing $14.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Arizona and Nevada election workers were toiling to tally hundreds of thousands of uncounted ballots that could determine control of the U.S. Senate, a process officials in one of the battleground states warned could drag on for days. Even before the contest in Georgia between Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock and his Republican challenger Herschel Walker headed for a December 6th runoff, a staggering $262 million had already been spent on that race. Now political analysts expect the campaigns to unleash an advertising blitz and boost spending to levels approaching the historic runoffs in Georgia 2 years ago. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis arguably had the best night of anyone on Election Day, trouncing his Democratic opponent on his way to re-election and cementing himself as the Republican Party's top rising star. What comes next is trickier. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to Inexpensive Conversation this very moment. For those of you not familiar, it's Free Talk Live.
I tend to think of free meaning a different thing than that.
Free being, well, no expense.
Lack of coercion.
Okay. Sure. And then talk, conversation, live, right this moment.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
This is a wild stab in the dark. Yeah. For those of you who are into, what would that even
be? Stabbing things wildly in the dark?
Yes. Because that's our target demographic here at Free Talk Live. I don't know where I was going.
For those of you into visionless laceration?
Yes, thank you. I want to tell you that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. I know, no segue there, just bam, right into cryptocurrency. You can go to Bitcoin.com right now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. When you do that, you're going to find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse for you to ignore this very important and world-changing information. If you're already knowledgeable about cryptocurrency, you can go to news.bitcoin.com and get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news all on a very slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit Bitcoin.com. I do want to talk about this article about this guy who was sentenced to life for stealing $14. But we talked a little bit last night about this FTX debacle. If you're not familiar with what that is, there is a cryptocurrency exchange that sort of
was.
Yeah, that sort of rose out of, well, nowhere. I mean, pretty fast rise to, you know, become one of the more prominent, if you will.
Run by a very connected young man.
Yes. Exchange, and they've gone to you, belly up. They've lost to the tune something like $32 billion in value, and it's a big story right now in the cryptocurrency world. Feel free to, you know, look into it yourself a bit more. The update that I heard today, and I don't have anything, you know, solid to reference it, so if you know more than I do, please give us a call at 603-283-6160. But the latest I heard was that, yeah, they lost a whole bunch of value because of how they were sort of like taking loans out against their own cryptocurrency, and so that blew up in their face. And so now, even though they've lost billions of dollars in value for themselves and their holders, anybody who had an account on their exchange, anybody who invested using them as the platform of choice for their investments and didn't, you know, and left their keys on the exchange, have been wiped out, literally. But on top of that, apparently, whatever's left is also being stolen. So, like, there's a little bit of crypto left on the exchange, and, like, somehow, you know, the thought is that it might be an inside job. Maybe it's the guy himself. You know, no one seems to be able to decipher what's going on. But it appears that whatever cryptocurrency is left is sort of going somewhere else.
Mm.
And that's all I saw, like, moments before we started this show. I saw that. I didn't have a chance to research it or look into it, but I just wanted to mention that because we talked about it last night. And I know, Peakless, you haven't had a chance to mention it at all.
Oh, yeah. So, first and foremost, just as a general frame for this, as I see it, this is someone who has called for regulation since the beginning, finding a new way to call for regulation. See how dangerous this is? Look at what I did. This is why we need to regulate the cryptocurrency space. Now, he just happens to be correctly connected and be in the right family, so he's not going to be doing jail time, I guarantee it, in spite of the fact that he's involved in cryptocurrency, which is a threat to the power of the United States federal government and of the Federal Reserve.
Right.
But, no, he's a made man, as it were. So, here's what happened with that whole thing. So, it leaked what the company's balance sheet was. So, like, which properties they held and how much of them. And it turns out that something like 2/3 of all of their holdings was the cryptocurrency token that they themselves had created.
Yep.
And what's even worse is that their holdings of it was greater than the entire market cap. So they absolutely lied about how many of these tokens existed, and they were actually just holding back more than the rest of the market. And most of their holdings was in this thing that they had printed out of nowhere. So when that leaked, everyone starts selling this. And Binance, who's their probably chief competitor, since it's, as I understand it, the first and second major exchanges, although FTX might be third, I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. But so Binance gets on Twitter and says, hey, we will, and, you know, blows the lid off of this thing.
Yeah.
And says, hey, we are selling all of our FTT token, which is the FTX governance token. Sure. Thing. And so FTX starts freaking out and trying to prop up the price of it, and they ended up accidentally acting against their own best interests because they get on Twitter and they're like, hey, CZ, we will totally buy all of that at $22.
Right, which, of course, did not happen. Like, Binance did not go through with the purchase because as soon as they looked into the situation, they were like, no, something's going on.
These are two different things. I'm talking about the beginning. You're talking about the ending.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
So, yeah, at the beginning, Binance says, yeah, we are out of this. And, of course, the rest of the market goes, ooh, so this is trash. We better get out, too.
Right.
So they're spending all their own currency to the company, that is. FTX company is spending all of their own resources to try and prop that back up.
Right.
Thing is, they got on Twitter and said, hey, we will totally buy that from you at $22 so that it doesn't upset the market. Thing is, that means that everyone else knows exactly what level you are propping it up at.
Right.
So they know what level will ruin you. So everyone just sells faster and harder. They're like, oh,
right.
As soon as this gets below $22, that's when it's going to the floor.
Right.
So they did. And as a result of this, all of this information is coming out because they had to declare bankruptcy, and holy crap. So, I would just like to say that SBF turned out to be effing BS.
yes.
Bankman got fried.
Yeah, his name is Bankman.
Bankman fried.
Like,
yeah.
You can't write this stuff. This is comedy you cannot write.
It's poor writing to have things like Bernie Madoff be the, like, biggest Ponzi scheme.
And they're calling this, like, sort of, they're comparing it to the Madoff scandal.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Madoff of cryptocurrency, Bankman fried, right? You know, I just wanted to mention, I just pulled this up. This is from Coindesk.com.
Mm-hmm.
FTX has been hacked. Crypto disaster worsens as exchange sees mysterious outflows exceeding $600 million.
Wow.
The collapse of FTX, already one of the most spectacular disasters in financial history. No, it isn't. In crypto history, maybe.
No, it absolutely is. You have to understand the tremendous amount of money that was going through this thing is not like any other major drop in a bank before.
Well, and anyway, it worsened as hundreds of millions of dollars were drained from the cryptocurrency exchange hours after it filed for bankruptcy. More than $600 million was siphoned from FTX's crypto wallets late Friday, soon after FTX stated in its official Telegram channel that it had been compromised, instructing its users not to install any new upgrades and to delete all FTX apps. And so there's a little bit more to this, and we'll get to that coming up here on Free Talk Live. But again, I just want to state it one more time for those in the back who haven't been listening. Not your keys, not your coins. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog.
Lazy brown dog.
No, the quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog.
I thought it was a quick sly fox.
So the phrase I learned was the quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog, and if you type that, that's every letter in the alphabet.
Yeah, I guess sly is kind of unnecessary for that one.
Right. And, I mean, you could be like, the quick fox jumps over the lazy brown dog. Or the quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog. Either way, as long as you get that word in there, you got the B and the R and the W and the O, so yeah, you're good to go. Anyway, it is Free Talk Live. We are a live call-in radio program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind. The telephone number, if you'd like to join us, 603-283-6160. I will get to your calls and thoughts momentarily. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
And Peakless Mountaineer.
We've been talking about the FTX debacle. And this is a cryptocurrency exchange that has lost over $30 billion. With a B, billion dollars. And that's not all. Apparently, whatever was left over supposedly is being hacked or has been hacked. This from Coindesk.com. More than $600 million was siphoned from FTX's crypto wallets late Friday. FTX has been hacked. This is a quote from FTX. FTX has been hacked. FTX apps are malware. Beat them. Chat is open. Don't go on FTX site as it might download Trojans, wrote an account administrator in the FTX support Telegram chat. The message was pinned by FTX General Counsel Ryan Miller. Hours later, Miller disclosed that FTX US and FTX.com had been moving all their digital assets to cold storage because of the Friday bankruptcy. Process was expedited this evening to mitigate damage upon observing unauthorized transactions, he said. Now,
how convenient.
Like,
there you are in the midst of the bankruptcy proceedings saying, okay, here's what we have to pay back all these people that we owe.
Yeah.
And, oh, it just disappeared. I meant to give that to you, but we got hacked.
Yeah, or even, like, pay their lawyers or right. whatever. And it just seems like if I were a cryptocurrency exchange with nefarious goals,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted some sort of an escape hatch, you know, a plan if things went awry, where I could press, you know, the eject button, so to speak. Their exchange and their websites and their apps have all been working just fine for everybody up until, well, yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
When they had well over $30 billion in value on their systems. But suddenly, you know, yesterday, their website, oh, don't go there, it might get you a Trojan there. Don't download the app, it might be compromised. Like, to me, that seems like somebody on the inside, right? It doesn't seem like some outside criminal was like, I'm going to take advantage of this opportunity and attempt to scam some people because, like, all the money was gone already.
Yeah, not to mention that, like, it gives you a perfect opportunity to say, hey, just in case you were going to be able to get some of your own money off of our exchange and onto your own wallet, right. that you have your own keys, because once again, not your keys, not your coins.
Right.
Just in case you were going to be able to do that, don't do that. It's malware now.
Right.
We've been hacked.
Yeah, let's scare you into not getting your own money back, whatever that might look like.
Right.
We can continue talking about this, but first let's go to one of our callers. We have Monkey calling from Tennessee. Monkey, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. You know, I'm getting so sick of hearing about the feds just doing whatever the heck they want. And there's actually a provision, U.S. Code 18, Section 242, violations of rights under color of law is a felony with a 10-year provision for those breaking it. And you see all these people like General Mike Flynn and the guys up in D.C. that have been held indeterminately in their little gulag they've got going, and the judge just admitting in open courtroom, yeah, we're going to forget about your rights for just a little bit longer. And nobody's ever charged with this. And, you know, it's just really, sad that nobody knows about this.
Well, so I've looked into this a bit. And as I understand it, color of law means that, so like, if I were to dress up as a police officer, for example, say Keen Police, and, you know, have a little badge and all of that, but they haven't sworn me in, then I am impersonating a police officer, and that is color of law. Or like if I were to, you know, step up onto the court stage in a black robe when I haven't been recognized as a judge, I think that would also... at any rate, it's usually in terms of law enforcement personnel. But the thing about this is, who on earth is going to prosecute them?
Right.
When we've reached the point that, like, as far as I can tell, there is absolutely... I mean, even if the very nature of government were not intensely fraudulent and philosophically absurd, even if that weren't the case, as far as I can tell, even by their own rules... every single level of government does not follow their own procedures, does not follow these documents that supposedly give them power. Problem being, if it's all color of law, who in the heck is supposed to prosecute them for being color of law?
Okay.
Well, I would suggest that the sheriffs, which are the only law enforcement that I can find in the United States Constitution, you could go to them and say, hey, guess what? This guy has done this, and there's actually a provision for that. Can you go arrest these guys? And sure, he might just say, yeah, go pound sand. But then again, he might want to get reelected, so maybe he will look into it.
Yeah, and I agree with you, Monkey, that this thing exists, and it should be recognized, but it isn't. And so that begs the question of why not. And if you explore that question, you know, to a great enough degree, you can only come to the conclusion that they don't care and they're not going to do anything about it. Thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate you.
Yeah, and I think he's right about potentially, hypothetically, theoretically, sheriffs could be doing this.
Yeah.
However, in reality,
they're not.
Number one, obviously, they're not doing this. Number two, they work very closely with the police, with lawyers, with judges, with all of these people who are, in fact, violating our rights,
yep.
who are posing as positions that they haven't rightfully earned, even according to their own documents.
Right.
But that's the thing, like, every single one of these sheriffs is in collusion with these criminals.
Yes.
So there's no real possibility, even if it became sort of normalized for sheriffs to do this, most of them still wouldn't, because they themselves are already, they're intertwined in this criminal enterprise.
Yeah, if you derive your paycheck in some way from taxation, then, you know, sorry if this is a hard truth for you, but you are part of the most oppressive system, the largest threat to freedom that has ever existed on planet Earth. It's just a fact. I don't care if you're like a parks department employee, if you're like a janitor at a playground, you know, if you derive your money from taxation, that is stolen money. You are living at the behest of other people by the force of a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Unpopular as you might, you know, as that might be for you to think of that as the reality, it is true. Mm-hmm. Prove me wrong at 603-283-6160 if you so feel. But that is the reality. That is a fact.
Mm-hmm.
And this system is the largest threat to humanity that has ever existed as far as freedom is concerned.
And here's the thing. It doesn't matter if you find a universal commercial code that shows you which thing they can be prosecuted under. None of that matters.
Right.
So what's really happening is they're in it together, and no one is coming to save you. No one will ever come to save you. There is no secret contingent in the military, in the FBI, in the NSA. None of them. There is no one coming to save you. You have to do it yourself. And the fact of the matter is, as long as you keep giving them money, you keep giving them power.
Yeah.
And as long as you are especially saving your money in U.S. dollars and in U.S. stocks and bonds, you are giving them more power.
Yeah. Well, we just had Veterans Day yesterday, and I mentioned on yesterday's Free Talk Live that there's a whole bunch of people that are like, thank you for your service. Thank you for granting us these freedoms that we enjoy. None of that is true. None of that is true. Nobody who fought in any war did anything to give you more freedoms than you had before. Nothing.
They are the domestic threat to the Constitution that they swore to uphold.
603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes.
If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.